علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we are currently focusing on the 16th sermon, where Imam Ali alayhi salam explains the strategy that he has in the government that he has taken over. And one of the strategies that he mentions is very clear. He says, وَلَتُسَاطُنَّ سَوْتَ الْقِدَرِ حَتَّى يَعُودَ أَسْفَلَكُمْ أَسْفَلُكُمْ أَعْلَاكُمْ وَأَعْلَاكُمْ أَسْفَلُكُمْ. That you will be boiled like water or like a liquid that is there in a pot, in such a way that those that are above will be brought below, those that are below will be brought above. In other words, there will be a whole recalibration of the Islamic Ummah, where the right criteria will be placed on who can progress and who has the opportunity to grow and to go ahead, and therefore bring a new breath to this whole Muslim society. And that was the strategy, and that was the strategy that Imam Ali alayhi salam had in place.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We are talking about this strategy that Imam Ali alayhi salam had in mind when coming and when governing the society. So we saw that there is going to be a whole recalibration, redirection, and a whole change in the policies of Imam Ali alayhi salam to allow equal opportunity for people who deserve. He goes on to say, وَلَيَسْبِقَنَّ سَابِقُونَ كَانُوا قَصَّرُوا. And now Imam Ali alayhi salam says something that is very important. He says that certainly there will be some people who will be given the forefront. Rather, they will go ahead. There will be a group of people who will go ahead, while these same people were such that before they were behind. You know, they could not go ahead because of the situation, because of the society that was there. The society's situation did not allow them, or rather they couldn't go ahead, they couldn't survive, they couldn't climb the ladder of progress because of the environment, because of the situation, because of the society. people like Sahl bin Hunayf, people like Uthman bin Hunayf, people like Malik Ashtar. Malik Ashtar, at the time of Imam Ali alayhi salam, was the foremost brave Arab man. You know what it means to be the foremost brave Arab man? While there were so many brave people in the Arabian world at that time, but Malik Ashtar was that number one ahead of everyone. And it wasn't that he was a young man. No, he was quite old. But at the time the previous caliphs, he was there also. He was not just a baby at the time of those caliphs. He was there. He was a fighter at the time. And he died and became a martyr at the time of Imam Ali alayhi salam. He was quite an old man. He was probably above 70 years old when he was martyred. And yet we see that a person like Malik Ashtar, his name is not in history. Before Imam Ali alayhi salam, his name is not there in the war fronts of Islam before Imam Ali alayhi salam brought him. He was not there when Iran took over. His name was not there. He was present. His name was not there. He was present in many battles, but his name was not brought up. Why? Inshallah, we shall discuss that soon.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We're talking about this fact that Imam Ali alayhi salam says that he will do something that وَلَيَسْبِقَنَّ سَابِقُونَ كَانُوا قَصَّرُوا. Those people who had the potential to progress but were not allowed by circumstances to go ahead, they will definitely go ahead, according to Imam Ali alayhi salam. His plan is that whoever had the potential to grow, to progress, to climb the ladder, he will make it an opportunity for them to do that. And we gave the example of Malik Ashtar. Malik Ashtar was someone who could have that progress in the society, in the material sense, by getting a special position, by being given a position in the society, but he was not. People like Ziyad bin Abi, people like Walid, people like Marwan and Muawiyah, all of these people like Khalid bin Walid, they were given very high positions in the society. But people like Malik Ashtar, because of some other reasons, they were not given that position, they were not given that authority. Their names were not to be seen. But yes, this is the same Malik Ashtar that did not bow down to the systems that were in place at the time of the previous rulers. He was not ready to follow and bow down to those systems. He did not want to take part in the harms and destructions that the previous regimes wanted to perform. And that is why you see that when Abu Dharr Ghaffari passes away, it was Malik Ashtar who comes. This Malik Ashtar, he comes and he takes care of his body, he prepares the body, makes him wear the shroud, and all of those, despite the fact that he was so busy. So this is the thing, that Imam Ali alayhi salam wanted to bring these hidden gems out and make them what they are worth. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه.